So we're holding here in Shlachayach Pardes Rimoinim. Yeah?
Yeah.
Shlachayach Pardes Rimoinim. In Prima Godim, Kforim Im Nerodim. So he's giving sort of a Shevach. That Shlachayach means fields are a Pardes Rimoinim. With Prima Godim, Farim, and Nerodim. And he'll explain. So all these are sort of Shvachos of farms, different types of farms that grow different things. And I'll explain it. Shlochayach, Pirish, Sodosayach, Veim Torah Shabal Peh. So Sodos are a remez on Torah Shabal Peh. The pardes remind him who are Mishneh, the Kuma pardes, Shaim Badova Shaim Batserach, Shakal Esev Esish Batserach, Kacha Mishneh called Dova Dova, who didn't befne Atzmoi, in Prima Godim who pay his Shmainim, Vunega Gemor Shishomin Meoid, Shemarchiv Aloha Vishaki Vitoriba, at Shayamadin Alburyov, Kforim him Alosh Begemora, on the Rodim Agodas Shukamoy Absom. So he's basically being Shabeah Klal Yisrael's Torah Shebal Peh. It's interesting. I mean, in other words, Klal Yisrael's Torah Shebal Peh is the Chochmah of Klal Yisrael. It's their Kinyonim. And as it being Shabeah like this, let's take a look. He brings over here on 222, very important. It's a Likutei Gra on Tikkun Ezer. V'inyan kemoi shekosav ki loy himte v'odam ayin de odam hu hatzadik la'ashes adoma. V'chene b'teira. Sha'ata inon mekal mashun da v'chodesh b'teira k'ma zame samigdash. Amashon moitziyin kosav zifere shaynim. U'bizman b'samigdash hayim mashkim l'teira. Kemoi she kosov ki areba kiva don she skalo moish rabbeinu. The doris lo kukutz v'kutz v'zuhi hashko asa teira. Ma shein kin ato melocheo v'sareho bagoyim ein teira v'ein lo sficho shenim halvai she nucha lohovin dvar. So there was a time when teira shabapeh was matzmiach nu inyanim. So even though these inyanim, so just like when a person grows something, I'll ask a person, is this something new or not? So yes and no. It was a seed. It was in the seed before. So I can't call it something new. But on the other hand, it was not in the form it is now. So Zroy the hashkos ha'ter, the amelus in Torah Shebal Peh is like hashkos ha'sada. There's a sada. It has in itself achana to bring out more. Until it's brought out, it's not kayam yet. And that's what it says that Rabbi Akiva darshan new Torah, and Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand what he was darshan. So the pshat is, and then he heard it's halacha meshiv Sinai and is nachadaite. So the pshat is that it was already in his Torah, in a tzura of the koyach. It didn't come out, the foil, until afterwards. The pardes or remoinim is the Mishnah. So in a pardes, a pardes is a very, very carefully, as opposed to a sada, where you toss out a lot of stuff and you get all sorts of things growing that are shayach, more shayach, less shayach. A pardes is very cultivated. You take out everything except what you need. A pardes refers to an orchard of trees. It refers to like a person makes a flower bed. Anything which is very cultivated. So the Mishnah is like that because everything is cultivated. in Primigodim, who perish Shemenim, who neged Gemara Shu Shomin Ma'id, Shemarchiv Allah of Shakatayba. At Shayamad Adin Aburav. So the seed gets, so a pre is really always a tremendous harchava with tam and mesikus and shmenus compared to the atzmius of halacha. The Mishnah has as a grass, as one blade, and says precisely a word, and the Gemara flushes it out and gives it its entire metzias. The kfarim is halacha b'gemara nerod ma'agadah shukmai psamim. The reason why nerod and agadah is like psamim is because the value in food is what a person eats. So I have an apple. The value of the apple lies in what I'm eating. In a psamim, the value always lies in beyond the thing itself. Reach is not really the thing itself. You can smell it, and you're not taking the thing itself. The reach is something which is, it leads you, people's, it jogs people's memories, it stimulates people's memories. Reach has a mishunik a koyach, can you do in psychology, that it evokes memories. So reach, really, the ikar koyach of reach is not that you can eat it, or you don't inject reach itself, but it's something that goes beyond it. It's called dava that the neshama is neneboy, because the guf itself can only deal with the now. Whatever is firm, an apple is mahana the guf. A reach is mahana something beyond. That's the mitzias of reach, and it goes beyond that.
And then reach a, is it a mila and a chasaran? Because the mila of the, right, there's always the mila that, right, like Rabbi said, it's less physical, it's only for the neshama, you know, right. That, I guess that more elusive kind of idea, but it also does not sustain by
correct.
Any means.
Correct.
So is this a mila and a chasaran? Are we saying that it's different, or is it a exclusively a mila in the sense that it's...
Oh, it's a mila and a chasaran. It's a mila in terms of the person's, in terms of how far it goes, but an empty stomach, it doesn't get you anywhere. When a person has they bring mugmer at the end of a suda, and mugmer is called something that not shavachol nefesh. So mugmer, if a person has a choice between eating a good meal or smelling an extraordinary smell, you're going to eat the meal. But when a person is full, and then he's meriach psamim, that becomes the high point of his hano, of his tainuk. So once you have the basis for the ruchnias in place, now the ruchnias can come. So a person who doesn't know halacha, in other words, he doesn't know the chelik halacha of Torah, then the chelik of agadat of Torah doesn't sit on a good place. It doesn't satisfy the person because it's just kind of up in the air. It also makes people what's the right word for it? A flighty kind of up. You know, literally, they're not grounded. The mile of somebody who's a big balalacha and a big balagada, is that you get the sense that the reach starts from the ground up. He's not living in some sort of fantasy world. He's standing on the ground, and then he moves up. So that's the mile of that bechina. Mm-hmm. It's one of the fallacies that get repeated again and again. You know, you have a society that focuses only on halacha. There's nothing else there. So people feel they feel dissatisfied. They don't have this. So then comes along chassidus, comes along, you know, whatever it is, fine. And Muslim, whatever you want to call it, and that really gives a person another chelik that he's missing. But today, where people try to short circuit it, and instead of learning they're reading Ishbitz, it's not it when you do it instead of learning, instead of on top of learning, then you don't end up with just the ruchnius, you end up with something that is it's something that's almost counterproductive, because what you have is sort of floating. It's not a davar mutzik. Mm-hmm. I once saw, it's interesting how sometimes a person gives a mashal, and the mashal itself undoes his nimshal. There was a yid, a Rosh Hashiva in Torah Vadas many years ago, my early years, I remember the name, but I don't. And he was a Chabad Chassid. You know, Chabad was all type, like strongly affiliated with the Rebbe. I don't think he was a full of Ush, but he was Chassidish. He wrote a sefer, I think, on Chulin. And as an Akdama, he writes that you see how science, tells us is Megala and the Emes of Torah. It used to be thought that you need to eat food. That's the important thing. Today, they were Megala that all you need to do is extract the vitamins and the tonics. Tonics is a nonsense stuff that today doesn't exist anymore. They used to have all these concoctions, tonics. So Betzim, it's the tonics the vitamin gives you, and the rest of the and the food is really not important. So too in Torah, we used to think like Baba Kama Tzir Basra, and now once Chassidus came along, that extracted all the vitamins and the tonics, and B'mela, that's self-sufficient. That's sufficient. So what's cute about it is that today we know that you can't live on vitamins. That you need protein, because that's building block. You need carbohydrates. The extraction, they are important in Yanim, but they certainly in no way substitute for food. Mm-hmm. So, so sometimes you give a very good mashal, so good that it disproves your point. Okay.
We don't really find, I guess I haven't really seen much of people who are shakua and sukkis on halacha and knowing the groundwork backwards and forwards, who then subsequently feel the need that, like, I need to find a shtickle chassidus, on top of it, like, I mean, if I go to Reb Shalom Spitz and tell him I have a wonderful verse from the Ketushas Levi, he's not going to say, that's what I was missing.
Correct. But
it usually goes one or the other, no?
Okay, so to me, somebody like Reb Hutna, somebody like Moshe Shapiro, uh-huh. Reb Elie Weintraub, all these people who had a yad in both, there was, I myself have a tremendous discomfort with people who have no grounding in Lomdis, in that Chelek HaTorah, who are saying things in the other Chelek HaTorah. It gets me very, very nervous. On the other hand, somebody who just has a grounding in one Chelek is missing the other Chelek. You feel that there's missing. I personally feel it's missing. If a person doesn't feel, doesn't feel. But what made Rosh Shapiro so big was that he was Kol Kola Yeshiva Shalamdin. No one could take away from Yeshiva Shalomdis, and yet he opened up the gateways of so much of Pnimis of Torah.
So we're not talking about, I guess I'm not going to say any names, but the fluffy Hasidish in Yanim. It's more concrete or more of the...
The Oymek, there's a certain Oymek,
right, uh-huh.
Pisa, and so on. It's the Chelek of Torah, it's called Agada. So there were Rabbanim, Agadat Rabbanim, Klach Lechar, Malachetz, Agadis, Klachetz, Goyim, Vaholis. But that was where the expertise was. Mm-hmm. Maisa, it wanted somebody who had a Shem Rabbanim in the world of Halacha to give over. And that's one of the issues Ladaiti with what they call Neo Hasidus and so on. It's nice people want the Ruach is net, but when a person becomes a Rebbe of sorts, and it's all drawn from Nachman's Sfarim, it's problematic. It's problematic because the nature of it is all my Hagosh Salev, your Hagosh Salev, his Hagosh Salev, and so on. I was arguing with somebody. It's a woman. She wanted to do something that halachically wasn't right. But she says a person is supposed to do what Hashem tells you. And she feels Hashem is telling her to do this, that, or the other thing. It wasn't like a real pure halachic issue. It was more like, well, it was about vaccination, whatever it was. And it, once people start tapping into what God tells them, real problem. Okay. Nerd v'chakum kadem kinam v'katzi levoina. Nerd v'chakum atkuf is gematriyos. Why is it that he calls these things nerd v'chakum? Chazal does call it something which is papiros l'chachma. So I'm not sure, maybe nerd v'chakum also papiros, I don't know. Kadem v'kinam v'katzi levoina. Kind of a kinomen is sichas shenos, shu sichas oifas, sichas shedim, sichas malach shoras, sichas dekolim, ba misholim, shu mishlas shualim, mishlas kaifsim. So all of these are all different types of chachmas that there is what to learn the Torah from it. There's something there for the Torah, but lamais it's papiros. So why it is that things, you know, come together. Are things that we call paparos chachma. That's the gufa Torah. I'm not sure. More of a holois, ma'aseh beishis, ma'aseh merkava, im kol rashi psomim, piras seidus hatag, manakudus hatag, shoisis. So all of these are different types of inyanim, which are sort of attached to Torah. They give tremendous beauty to Torah. They give tremendous tam, like a tavlin. They give reach, but tachlis, they're not good for Torah. Which is interesting because he's mitzaref in the middle of Vayna, which he does say is the Ketuketer, the Seferim. So it could be he means over here that also it means the Remozim. The Ketuketer, the Seferim means those, like the Ketuketer is that. It's the different Remozim and so on and so forth. Rashi says, he brings the Rashi in Sukkah, the Ketuketer is Ribu Oisish, Ebon Lejish Behem. So it could be all of it is really just all these things. And Akash Baruch Hu Be'echal Yisrael, Akash Baruch Hu possesses all of these in Yarek. Okay, now, finally, he goes one above that, which is, let's see, the chorus of it. Mayan Ganim Be'er Mayim Chayim, Benoizim Min Alavonim. Mayan Ganim Be'er Mayim Chayim doesn't want to pierce. Mayan Ganim Hu Neged Chochma, that's a mocker. Be'er Mayim Chayim Hu Neged Bino. So this is kilo the shirish where all of that grows. The seder hadvarim, it's extremely well. Obviously, that's why he's dashing this thing. The mayan is the source of thing. That's chachma. Chachma is the shirish. Chachma itself. Is me'ayin to matzeh, aleph. But that's very similar to a mayon in the sense a mayon has an opening where I see the water spurt out, but where it's coming from, an inexhaustible supply of water, I have no idea. That's the tzura of water coming out from a mayon. So you have the sheirish that is a... that's Chachma. Chachma is the first, the idea that snaps into a person's head. It doesn't seem to come from anywhere, and it spurts out. The second step is when it is in the, having flown out, I now have a Dovah Yesh in front of me, and it's still in the well. That is called Bina. In other words, the Chachma is in front of me, but instead of just being a spurt, Chachma is described as when a person has an einfall. Oh, I just thought of something. Dina is when a person works with that. So if this is true, this must be true. If this is true, why is it true? How did it come? V'chulu, v'chulu, v'chulu. So Dina is a harchav of the water that's there. And that comes connected that. Now, Nezim al-Avon, it connected Das, because that's the hemshchuk of it. It now goes out and feeds everything else. Das is the chelek of Chachma that goes into the Olam HaMaaseh, where a person actually is able to apply it to Maaseh both. It's because the Chachma has reached a stage where he can shalat to the Maaseh. It also is the chelek where the person feels that whatever he understands and knows should be in Olam HaMaaseh. It's the nimistic hargasha that this is what I'm doing. That's sort of the that hargasha. Okay. Now he has a second shot in Shloch Hayech, and he's going to go. This is the Pirush Beis. Shloch Hayech has in my name in Prima Gadim, and this is a whole new mahalach, actually. Very different than we said before. He's learned all of these as being pratim that are keneged the different halakim of Torah that are peripheral. Now he learns shachayach parasim moinim tli megadim kfar megadim shachayach oimer afilu beis hashalchin shalcha tevimoid, even the beis hashalchin, which means the fields that have to be irrigated. It means that it is something which in and itself is not going to be Paris, but it needs some input. And therefore he says, what are they? Vein Paris, Vugan Shabai Remainim, the Chosh Kan Yud Gimel Tumarim, Yish Kan Yud Gimel Shein Tesvah, because Yud Gimel plus the Sheirish, Vanim Shud Yud Gimel Midish and Beshach Shle Yisrael. Let's take a look, he brings over here, in 235, he quotes here in Al Shech HaKadosh. So basically, Beis HaShalchan means it's a field that in itself it would dry out and not work. You need to irrigate it and bring in something outside to make it happen. That's the sort of flow of it. So he says like this. This is a tshuva to people who have kindness that they said, you give me this, Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't listen to them. When Kadosh Baruch Hu was noted that they're not chayzer reikam, ubaseisenu anachnu hamidus sahem. It says, asula fanik say da zeh. So the Al-Sheikh says, act this way. When a person acts this way, then we have Avtach HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Machsis Tfilos Ereikam. V'cheinu bereishis chochma shara novo, shamat shem agoinim, ha-kavon azu omru b'sechus ha-sheshana al-vayavar Hashem upon v'yikr, omru reichem molim yikr kosu v'yapshu ha-imroi, melamit shem zat HaKadosh Baruch Hu shechci v'arim moish, and he said, v'omru kosu ha-shlo yasu, ha-kadosh ha-shanim. Adova kosher, and roim kam pomru maskinu gimiz v'nenim, and so on. So Yud Gimel Midas are what we need to do in places that don't have a natural tendency for Ruchnias. So what HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sama Kval Yisrael is even the desert, you learned how to make bloom. I want to add to this how this explains a little bit the Yud Gimel Midas. When we say Yud Gimel Midas are all about being ma'avir amidaisa, that there's a gavul and a certain limitation, and to go beyond that. So when you have a stay bow, that sudden always keeps giving payers. The nature of the field is it keeps giving because it's a wet field. The rain comes always, and by itself it keeps giving payers and so on. When you have to draw irrigation to it, so there already you are taking that field and bringing out something past what the normal ability is. It goes beyond the normal, this field normally would be able to give only X. You move the field to beyond what it's only capable, and you get a lot more of X. When a person is ma'avil midoisa, each person's midas, are his limitations. This is what I'm capable of doing, besule midi. So that's fine. But when we act with Yud Gimel Midas, it means we push ourselves to do more than we can do. And when we push ourselves to do more than we can do, then we are being ma'avil noisav. And in that sense, we're causing even shlochayah, even the places that are limited ability to produce, we still produce. That's the flow of it. So he says, they're the canals with which Israel irrigates itself. It's the only place, it's the only place where we bring in something that is beyond what's within. In a stay-based abal, set up in a place where there's X amount of rain, so it's natural, it's mitzias, that the field grows a certain amount. When you have a place that's dry, the only way you can bring up more is if you bring in something that wasn't there before. I brought in water that's not naturally there, and therefore I'm able to bring out so much. Yud Gimel Midas is a pina. Sai mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, forgetting about his plan of doing Yud Gimel Midas, but mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Midas HaDin tells me what is. Right now, these are your Maisim Tovim, these are your issues, this is how much the Maisim Tovim, this is what you should get, and that's it. Yud Gimel Midas brings into play things that don't really exist there. And the Zeluma said, the Zekin Ezev, that is when we do Maisim that seem to be past our matzav of endurance.
Wouldn't that dictate that the rachamim is no longer din? Meaning, if a person is going beyond, a person is capable of doing level 5, he does level 7, so shouldn't that directly warrant that even if he only deserves 5, he should be entitled to 7?
Because the person is doing it?
Because the person is doing above whatever the expectation of him is, so he's entitled to more. So now it's not rachamim. I'm not getting more. I'm getting what I deserve. I would want.
So Reb Chaim Milevitz used to say, and I think earlier people said it. It says about Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Akiva, that he used to be Nenen. I think Rabbi Lozer was Nenen or Akiva. Not Leimnezer, Golbnezer. So he said, even though they're both equal, the Mavel Midoisov gets it because Mavel Midoisov. So Reb Chaim said, and again, I think it might be earlier than Reb Chaim, used to say, the Pshat is, if it says not because he's bigger than him, means that even after the Mavel Midosav, Mitzad the Etzemaisa. So I gave tzedaka. I gave X amount of tzedaka, more than I should. So Kolze Achnes. So you gave, instead of $1,000 tzedaka, $2,000 tzedaka, and now you're getting this and this. So the Adayin Midas Adin is okay. Putting in $2,000 worth of tzedaka versus X, Y, and Z, the din should be like this. The teretz is, since that second thousand contained in itself a dimension of mavel midosav, it allows for mavel midosav mitzad the din also. So, in other words, let's say he has 1,000 points worth of schosim and 1,000 points worth of chayiv of not good. So mitzad midas adin, I don't care what those 1,000 points are. If those 1,000 points are negative points, they cancel out the 1,000 good ones. Here, if amongst the 1,000 good ones, there are those that are mavel midosav, then that makes the din be toiv beyond what the midas would expect. And I want to give a reason, but I want to understand it. Why, Taka? You know, Manashah, is this din? Is this rachman? What is it? The answer is like this. Imagine I have a worker, and the worker shows himself to have the following capabilities. And the capabilities that he exhibits are not enough for me. I paid him for a month. He's supposed to do X, Y, and Z, skatish, not shy. So I either want to pay him less or fire him, whatever it is. So if, let's say, this person shows one day that he can go beyond what he does. So now I say, listen, you haven't worked all that hard, but now I see that you have the capability of doing more than that and possibly doing what I need to be done. So now I have a Pesach over here to keep you because I see how much you have gunus. So the gneza in a person's mitzias is what allows me to go further with it. It allows me to override din, because the whole pshat in din is, this is your metzias, so and so and so. So the mashal, imagine somebody has a bed that's such and such a size. I lay down on it, my feet go beyond the bed. I can't buy this bed; it's not big enough. Then the person shows that I can pull out the bed. I can pull out something. So now I have to be done the bed, not Beteris, it being only 6 foot long. It has in itself capability of being enlarged. So when a person is being done on Maisav, Kefi Mashahu, so the Maisav of Kefi Mashahu say, this is what he deserves. Mit Hadin is Kevea the Emes, that somebody who did X amount of Maisav and Y amount of Averis, X amount of Y amount of Averis, this is his Metzias. But if I show myself that I'm not bound by my Metzias, once if I determine that this is possible, this is the extent of my Echoilis, and it's not good enough, then it's not good enough. So Midas Adin doesn't just tell me, I'm sorry, you deserve a punishment for whatever it is. It tells me, this is who you are. It fixes something in a certain way, and that's all there can be. Once a person is mavel midosav, it shows there's much more to it. Kiyaduan, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a veteran. We never ask for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to overlook our affairs per se. That doesn't happen. We ask for HaKadosh Baruch Hu either to be meichel dem through Darchei Tshuva Kapara, or we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to merachem on us and to give us a chance to do better. So if Midas HaDin has clearly defined me, and all I am is this, this, and this, and not much more than that, then it's not going to, it's not going to help. But once part of those inyanim showed, part of the inyanim of Tayyip that I did showed that I'm capable of going beyond myself, then no longer has din kaveya that it, so I'm going to need to be punished for the things that are wrong and so on, but the din hasn't frozen me and said zehu v'sulamidi. That hasn't happened.
So is this the same as they say that Rabbi says on Rosh Hashanah between the Truah and the Tzkiah, that the Rav Shalom is really just broadening the spectrum in which we are done people? I'm not going to done you in a year. I'm going to give you a 10-year span before making an assessment.
Yeah, correct. I'll be marked. That's that's rachmim is like credit. So same thing, like you invest in a business. So there's a normal rule of the thumb. If within 3 years it's not making money, then let's say, well, you know, whatever the rule of the thumb is, then you might as well not, whatever. But let's say I see an extraordinary ability of this business to do something. So now I say, okay, I have something else to base it on. I can now possibly give it, I can work with it. There's more to be had over there.
Is this also the same you say that Rabbi says in Parsha Shemais about building on future credit of the anchor and pulling oneself out?
Yes.
So it's the same you said of Rachamim.
Okay. The side of Rachamim is that HaKadosh, there's what to build on. It's what I'm, let's even take the word Rachamim, you normally use it. Rachamim means that I find a nekuda in the person that I can be Racham on. A certain person says, also l'rachim. Somebody keeps doing bad and whatever it is. It's somebody has no das. But somebody that has shaykhis. So I look at it as a good person who's stuck in a bad matzah. That's how I look at midas harachmi. So it's always talking about, it's sort of like extending credit. That's probably the best description.
Okay.
Okay, let's hold it. This is, now he's going to describe the Yud Gimel Midas. And so let's leave it here, and we'll see the message next week. He goes, interestingly enough, goes off onto a beer on the Yud Gimel Midas. And then, another first paper. It's interesting. Wow.
Yeah.
It's like when we the Leisha Hashim. It's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. Already last year, Shashim, I had a hard time holding up with the Valkyrie. He was going so fast, and my mind was splitting.
You don't want it to go as slow as we're learning. But not a good.
Right.
Okay, Maya. Take care.
Yeah, Shikai Ravi. Thank you so much.